88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday. Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Beautiful Radiohead cover there. Happy Friday on a Friday. Jason Friday, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Blessed be it's Friday.
I know. What a week. Every week we're like, what a week. What a year.
Yeah, no
Here
kidding.
We are creeping to the end of October. That is a Radiohead cover from Simon Shackleton. Simon said, I wanted to honor the emotional weight of Radiohead's exit music for a film, but take it somewhere more expansive and cinematic.
I love it. When somebody has the confidence to do Radiohead, you do it.
But please don't do Creep anymore.
No, no, no.
Please, we're done with Creep. Please.
That's not Radiohead.
We are going to be premiering a brand new song from The Active Sets.
Oh, right.
Matthew Stolarz is the leader of that band. You play a little guitar on it.
I do.
That's coming up. This is a teaser. So I'm going to say that's in about 8 minutes. We just saw Joe at the Greek. Joe, that's his artist name, DJO, one word. But it's Joe Keery from Stranger Things. He doesn't like if you combine his Stranger Things with his music, so let's not discuss it. Stranger Things coming back finally for a final
oh my
season.
Gosh, I know.
It's going to be emotional. They're going to drop, I think, 5 episodes maybe the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
So that's coming up soon. So Joe had an album that we did an album dive into called The Crux, but he came out with The Crux Deluxe.
Oh.
And you might recall when we were at the Greek Theater on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? I think so. The opening song was epic. It starts off very... kind of reminds me of the 90s, like the Nirvana. It starts off very soft and then builds.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd play that song. It's on the deluxe of The Crux. Let's get Joe on the radio here. It is the song Awake. By the way, his live performance.
Oh, incredible.
One of my favorite shows of the year.
Seriously, flawless, amazing. Yeah. His whole band, everything was perfect. It was
incredible. And the weather was gorgeous. It was a beautiful night. Really fun. It's Joe on the radio. Happy, happy Friday.
Happy.
It is Friday on a Friday on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Up on a hill, blue eyes made of plastic. How does it feel? Rejection classic. Cockeyed proselytize. Single sentence on it. Ring that chicken's neck. Doggy like a rocket. Doggy like a rocket. Swallow that. Cat claw in the basement. Dog inside a bag. Brothers off to college. Little sister sad. Picture in his wallet. Picture in his wallet. We'll be right back. Just think about it.
RIP brother. We found out he died, I think it was last Saturday.
Yeah.
If you want to hear more about Fred Durst on Instagram, did a whole video just talking about how he found Sam and how he was putting the band together.
Right.
I like how he said that when he decided he wanted a band, he really wanted to get that rhythm section really like honed in.
Oh, and I'm, by the way, the both the drummer and the bass player were incredible. So that band, oh man, just legendary and incredible musicians.
Yeah, I had some really fun times. I worked at K-Rock in New York back in the day when Howard Stern was on the air there, and Limp Bizkit played a lot of our shows, and it was very, very, very fun to see them live.
Wow.
We have to do a little shout to our Dodgers.
Oh, Dodgers!
It almost feels unreal.
I know.
I feel like we've sat through so many playoff games that the World Series already happened.
I know.
Game one is at 5. We do want to send out love and all our heart to Vesia, who's not going to be playing. I think he's got some family stuff happening.
Yeah.
I hope that everything's okay, and we'll be with you, brother. You'll be with us in spirit.
Amen, bro.
Who do you think's going to win that World Series?
Game 5, Doyers, of course.
Are we giving them one? Are we giving Toronto one game that they win?
I mean, it's funny because I talked to my banker the other day, and he's like, so what do you say, Game 5, Game 6? And I'm like, come on, Game 5. He's like, really?
That's very funny to be talking to your banker about the World Series.
I know. They were all wearing Dodger jerseys, so it was fun.
My gynecologist thinks it's going to be in 4. I'm kidding. Okay, brand new music from the Active Sets, local music spotlight. We play a lot of songs from this band. Matthew Stolarz is the leader.
Uh-huh.
He's also has a side project called Tasks, which you may have heard. You play a little guitar in this.
I do.
A new record coming out very soon, I think. When do you know when?
I don't. We've released a couple of songs.
Do a little teasers.
Yeah, we got a couple videos coming up.
Oh my gosh, there is such a great video for the song. What is it called?
Death of a Friend. Yeah.
So good. Can't wait for you guys to see that. It's not out yet. But this is the new song. It just came out today, The Eye in Infidelity. We need a little background with that, with Matthew.
We do.
Seeing that he's married with children. Okay, new music from the Active Set right this very minute, The Eye in Infidelity, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
My conscience to say what's what. This is bad, all is black. You slap my face and I'm gone, crying and lying on the floor. The damage done is so much more than I can never make up for. We can't be saved. There's a hunger, there's a pull. This means nothing to you. Crying and lying on the floor. The damage done is so much more than I can never make up for. We can't be saved. When I is lies. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but your disappointment kills me.
life is wine. You feel the sweet breath of time. It's whispering its truth, not mine. There's no I in three songs.
It's Friday, I'm in love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
like that one. That's another local music spotlight, the LA band Rockets. Gonna have to tune in to more of that band. That is another Second Chance coming out of some Interpol. It's Friday on a Friday.
I am here and I am ready to party.
That's Jason Friday, Julie Slater here. On this No More Sleeps Until the World Series. Unless we can get a quick nap in beforehand.
Are you kidding
me? So there might
be
one more sleep.
there is going to be another sleep.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
We should mention, we ran out of time with all the music that we picked. Maybe next week will be Halloween. But we saw a band, Hazlet, at the...
Bellwether.
The Bellwether, and it was last night. It was beautiful music. It was
so good.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
We'll have to play it another time on Friday and a Friday, because our show is stacked. It's stacked. We're going to kick off the next set with a track that I'm going to guarantee you hardly ever, 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 ever have heard on the radio in the last 30 years.
What?
Hardly ever.
What?
I'm going to tease next week's retro album dive. There's a special anniversary coming up.
Okay.
So that song is on the way as we get back to the music.
Faster.
The irreverent, the inspiring, and the always entertaining, Matt Pinfield is back on the airwaves. Don't miss the Matt Pinfield Show, weekdays at 4 p.m. on the SoCal Sound.
Big band, small venue, there's nothing like it. That's why we want to send you to see Queens of the Stone Age at the sold-out Dolby Theater on November 11th. All you have to do is sign up for the SoCal Sound newsletter at thesocalsound.org, and you're automatically entered to win a pair of tickets plus dinner for two at Birds in Hollywood. Sign up for the SoCal Sound newsletter at thesocalsound.org and win dinner at Birds for two plus tickets to see Queens of the Stone Age at their sold-out Dolby Theater show. Only at thesocalsound.org.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from CSUN Nursing. As a nurse, earning your BSN at CSUN will help open doors to career growth, higher pay, and greater patient impact. Earn your degree online in just 3 semesters. Learn more at csun.edu/nursing and apply today.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Subaru of Glendale. As you gear up for your fall escapes, from daily drives to weekend adventures, Subaru delivers all-terrain capability, Subaru safety and technology to keep you moving with confidence. Subaru of Glendale is on Brand Boulevard, just off the 5 and 134 freeways. More at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
There's something you need to know. When Congress defunded the CPB, the SoCal Sound lost almost $250,000. We are asking you to become a new member, increase your current sustaining pledge, or make an additional gift to ensure this public service is here for you and everyone to enjoy now and for the long run. Please join Ilana Beltz, Jonathan Whitmer, Carol Crest, and Tito Prano by donating online now at thesocalsound.org.
The SoCal Sound is supported by the Goose Island Beer Company. October 29th is Public Radio Music Day, a day that celebrates the role that public radio music stations play in supporting independent music in the communities they serve. Goose Island has been brewing beer in Chicago and supporting independent music since 1988. More at gooseisland.com.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases and reissues coming out this week. Serge Tankian is releasing covers, collaborations, and collages. Returning to Myself from Brandi Carlile will be released. Pulp will release Different Class, the expanded 30th anniversary reissue. The Hours, Night from Cautious Clay will come out. The Lemonheads are releasing Love Chant. Elton John's Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy will see its expanded 50th anniversary reissue. Hannah Jadagu's sophomore album will be released. It's called Describe. Bjork's Cornucopia Live will be released. Coast. Bon Jovi is putting out Forever Legendary Edition, a duets album with Bruce Springsteen, Jason Isbell, James Bay, Marcus King, and more. Circa Waves will release Death and Love, and Frank Zappa's Halloween 78, the fourth in a series of spooktacular live box sets, will be released. For more music news and information you can use, listen to More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You can hear the weekend knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
How beautiful was that? That is the Smashing Pumpkins. Galapagos.
I love that song. I love that record.
That is from Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, which, by the way, yesterday, it came out 30 years ago yesterday.
Is that crazy? And you just tuned in to the entire record and enjoyed all of it.
Oh, I had never heard the whole record, and I finally committed to it earlier this week because I wanted to feature it next week for our 88.5 album dive. We're going to do a retro album dive into that record, mainly because, so I was a commercial radio DJ, and we sort of overkilled the big hits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the world is a vampire. Yeah. If that didn't spin 10 million times. So I didn't end up having an interest in the band as much because there's certain bands that radio, commercial radio, just kind of kills. But anyway, it was very fun to listen to the whole record. Now, it's a million tracks. I think it's 28 tracks.
Yeah, it's a double disc.
Yeah, we're not going to get to it. They're coming out in November with like an expanded 30th anniversary edition.
Wow, that's going to be fun.
That's going to have even more songs. Right. I think like more live tracks than that from it.
That's cool.
So we're going to dig into that album, not play the whole thing. There's a lot of tracks, but get into some of the goodies. I know Hillary Gordon is our number one Smashing Pumpkins fan, so she gave me some songs she likes on the record.
Nice.
So all next week, just after 12 noon, our 88.5 retro album dive for Halloween week, going into the Smashing Pumpkins. excuse me.
Wow.
Clearing my throat on the air. Where's that cough button? So I wanted to play some Halloween numbers, and this guy sent in his music. He does a lot of music. His name is Bill Burry. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's funny because there's a comedian named Bill Burr.
Yeah, well, this is Bill Burry.
By chance related to somebody in the Smashing Pumpkins.
He has a what does the Smashing Pumpkins have to do with it?
Oh, nothing.
We're going into another song.
I know that.
So this is the singer on this is Lottie Johnston, and the song is Already Dead. Just a fun song to play this time of year.
Yeah, nice.
So let's get it on the radio. Bill Burry, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
how the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
Going along our usual path, my love and I on an ordinary day. Suddenly, before me, I see a person turn. I begin to pray. She stares me in the eyes so bold. She sees him, then she makes her pitch. I feel the air become bone cold in the light of other ages.
For this time of year. The album is Flying with Angels, came out earlier this year. We also had some Nine Inch Nails, Dead Souls. Do you feel a theme happening?
Yeah.
We also played the song Already Dead. Happy Halloween. 1 week away. 1 week.
Woo!
You guys got your costumes ready?
Yeah.
We still need some teeth. We need to go to, what is that place called?
Halloween. Oh my God, how do we not know?
How do we not know the name of the Halloween store? Halloween. Oh my gosh. Name of.
This is terrible.
Halloween pop-up shops. Are we insane? Our brains must not be functioning. Spirit Halloween. Oh my goodness.
Man, I am that. That was sad.
Oh, there was a funny meme. I think it was one of the Astros dressed up. Oh no, it was a Yankee.
Oh. Oh yeah.
He was dressed up in a
Aaron Judge. Spirit Halloween.
Spirit
Halloween.
Oh yeah, like he was working at Spirit Halloween because he's not in the World Series.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That was pretty funny. Okay, we're about to wrap things up, everybody.
Okay.
What you got on tap this weekend? Baseball and then baseball.
And then baseball.
Yeah. We're just going to give all the love we can to our beautiful Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yes.
And I hope these games are fun. I hope that both sides give it their all.
I do too. I think they will.
Yeah. I mean, leading up to this has been insane. So I feel like the only way to go is that these will be, you know, on the edge of your seat games.
I know. It's just funny because most recently we were feeling the love for Blue Jays because Dodgers already.
Well, I was rooting for the Blue Jays the whole time. Because I just wanted them to advance over other teams.
Yeah.
But now I have to do a switcheroo.
I know.
They seem very, like a nice, most of the players seem nice.
Yeah, they seem pretty genuine and similar to the Dodgers. A lot of love and it's good stuff. Plus, you know, hey, they haven't made it this far thus far since, what, 93, I think? And won it, I mean, you know. So anyways, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So have a great weekend. Please enjoy the games.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun to play this song. There are some fun memes that say, you know, Shohei Ohtani's walk-up song. They're like, how did somebody make Michael Bublé's music scary? And it's true. It is scary. I don't know who picked it. I have to do some research. I haven't looked into it.
Yeah.
I want to know if he just likes that song or if someone was like, you got to use this. Because it's the best one. Because as soon as I hear it, I know who's up.
Yeah.
Everybody else is, I don't know who.
Yeah. I mean, I think I know most of them. But yeah, it's Ohtani's like, wow, this is. And it's just, it creeps up on you, which is why it's.
Yeah, it's so good. So we are going to play some Bublé.
Ooh.
Happy Friday. Music sounds better on a Friday. Music sounds better on a Friday of game one of the World Series where the Dodgers are in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, until next time, my pretties. Jay Slater.
Out.
You going to say your name?
Oh, Jay Friday.
Out. Do you not know your name?
I thought you were referencing me for Jay when you said Slater.
All right, guys. All right. It's time to go.
Yes.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun,
You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.